Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council amended municipal code to provide increased flexibility in the expenditure of funds and management of city budgets. The City Council adopts an annual budget which creates the legal authority to expend funds of up to a fixed amount and within specific accounts by fund. Ordinance sponsor Councilmember James Baisden explained.
Currently, any budget transfer of $5,000 or more requires council approval. This limit was set in 2005. Administration has put forward numerous resolutions annually based on these limits, which are almost always unanimously approved by council. Proposed changes to Kenai Municipal Code would give the administration the ability to move funds between a department account from $5,000 to $10,000, allowing a city manager the ability to move unlimited funds within a department fund. This reduces legislative items brought to council, eliminates the need to repeat budget revisions between capital project accounts for what the budget is unchanged, and again, council still maintains overall control for the budget.
Baisden wrote that the limits are too restrictive and limiting, requiring several resolutions that inhibit the administration in their efforts to provide services to the residents of the city of Kenai, adding that limits are important to ensuring the public's interest is protected, but shouldn't be so restrictive to limit the ability to effectively provide city services in Kenai. Currently, any budget transfers of $5,000 or more requires approval through resolution of city council, except for the line items within capital projects, for which revisions may be made in any account within a project but must be reported monthly to the council. The $5,000 limit was increased in 2005 from $2,500. In addition to Governor Mike Dunleavy declaring a disaster declaration last week, FEMA announced on Saturday that federal disaster assistance was made available to the state of Alaska to supplement state, tribal, and local recovery efforts in the areas affected by the severe storm, flooding, and landslides from September the 15th through the 20th. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell.
This declaration includes support to the following regional educational attendance areas: Bering Strait, Kashunimute, Lower Kuskokwim, and Lower Yukon. Assistance can include grants for temporary housing and home repairs. It can also include low-cost loans for uninsured losses, as well as going to help reimburse the cost that the state is incurring for the emergency measures that they are taking right now to stabilize the incident in these communities.
Residents and business owners who sustained losses in those designated areas can begin applying for assistance on disasterassistance.gov or by calling FEMA's 800 number or by using the FEMA app from your smartphone or tablet. Anyone using a relay service, such as a video relay service, captured telephone service, or others, can give FEMA the number for that service. Criswell added,
"We have seen that the state was undoubtedly ready to respond to the storm and proved its capability to protect its people regardless of the threats that have been headed this way. When it comes to our role, when it comes to FEMA's role in supporting this response, between our Alaska Area Office, which has held a permanent presence here in the state since 2007, and our national and regional incident management teams that were here for an exercise when the storm hit, we had some of our best people already on the ground well in advance of the storm."
Federal funding is also available to state, tribal, and eligible local governments and certain private nonprofit organizations on a cost-sharing basis for emergency protective measures in the regional educational attendance areas of Bering Strait, Kashunimute, Lower Kuskokwim, and Lower Yukon. Details at RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.